from Montgomery, Alabama, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the march from Selma to Montgomery. The TJMS is here. We were there in Selma, and now for the end of the march, we are here in Montgomery. 50 years ago.
As Myra J. says, this is where they ended it.
And we should never, ever forget this.
Never.
Never forget this. After they did Bloody Sunday,
mm-hmm.
they came back, they marched. They marched, it took them, what, 4 or 5 days to get from Selma to Montgomery.
But they completed it?
They completed it. And they were joined by some 25,000 people.
Wow.
50 years ago, right here in Montgomery, marched from St. Jude.
The hospital.
No, the school.
Oh, okay.
St. Jude, the hospital is in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
So this is St. Jude, the school. So St. Jude, and then up Dexter Avenue to the steps of the Capitol. And that's where Dr. King did his speech. And today, to commemorate Dr. King's speech, Bernice King, the Reverend Bernice King, will be doing her daddy's speech from the Capitol steps. It's going to be quite a
very touching. It's going to be real touching. Yeah.
George Wallace's daughter.
The former governor.
Not the
committee. No. It's going to speak. She said something in Selma that was really moving. Reverend Al was telling me that at one of their conferences or breakfasts or whatever in Selma, that she gave a very moving speech because she said that her son was looking at the footage of Bloody Sunday and said to her, "How could Granddaddy allow that to happen?" George Wallace's grandson.
Out of the mouths of babes.
What'd she say?
Well, you know, I don't know.
No, no, that's very interesting as to what she would say about the way her father acted.
Because he later apologized.
Yeah.
You know the way your granddaddy
And everybody
was.
Bought the apology.
Yeah, that could have been it. You know how your granddaddy is. You had to know. Right.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. We're here. We are here in Montgomery. Back in the Red Velvet Cake Studios, we're expecting the Empire crew.
The youngins.
Hakeem and Jamal.
The brothers.
Jesse and Yaz.
Yes.
They're coming into the Red Velvet Cake Studios. They're promoting the soundtrack.
Not the crazy brother.
No.
That's Trey. You
probably don't let him travel much because of, cause, you know.
I saw this on TMZ. Did you know that the crazy brother.
And he's going to be ever. He's going to be ever referred to as
the crazy brother.
If we're going to do that, let's just call him Andre, his character.
Well, that might work here, but I'm telling you what's going to happen out there. So, aren't you the crazy brother?
Yeah, you're the crazy brother. But anyway, in real life, the crazy brother, Andre, and Boo Boo Kitty
are hitting it for real.
Are dating.
Anika.
Yeah.
And her real name is Grace.
Uh-huh.
His real name is Trey.
Is she black, Simone?
I believe she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the crazy brother is with the daddy's ex.
Yeah.
The actors playing.
There's no actors. So this is real.
It's real, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
How many times have you seen Empire?
Thank you.
It's not acting. They're real.
This is real. Okay.
How many times I got to tell you?
I know.
TV is real.
Here it is right here. It's looking right at you.
It's looking right at you.
Yes.
And they have been spotted out.
Yeah.
And just for dating purposes, when you go to a wedding together.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're locked in.
You got something.
Let this be a warning to you, brothers. They're going to try to trick you to see where your relationship is.
And if you go to a wedding.
Find a way, if you're not into it, not to do the wedding. That's all I'm telling you.
And other Empire news. Taraji's 20-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
That would be Cookie.
That'd be Cookie. I don't know who Taraji is, man. Who is Taraji?
It's Cookie now.
His name is Cookie. Okay, go ahead.
The other son we don't know anything about.
In real life.
Cookie has a son.
Yeah. Who's entering college.
He was going to go.
He was going to go to USC.
University of South Carolina.
No.
No.
He was at the University of Southern California.
Oh, okay.
And she said that her son was profiled, so she snatched him out, and she's now sending him to Howard.
And I can believe she snatched him out, too. Seen the show.
We've seen her work, yes.
Again, TV tells you what you need to know, and you know Cookie went in there and snatched him.
You see what I did to Boo Boo Kitty. Come on.
And that's her alma mater.
So he's Howard going University. To school.
Yeah.
Going to Howard.
Yeah, he's going to Howard.
I don't know, player. I mean, Howard's a great school and everything, but that boy's got to have some snappy comebacks.
Because it's one thing to be Cookie Lion's son at USC.
Yeah.
It's another thing at Howard, Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
How you going to learn something? Everybody talking about
that's your mama?
That's your mama.
Damn, man.
Cookie.
Ooh, that's your mama?
Taraji is my mama.
He thought he had been profiled before.
Yeah.
Say, man, that's your mama?
Yeah.
Damn.
Taraji, when you pack his bags, pack some snappy comebacks.
You need a box of snappy comebacks. That boy's got to be ready.
And
gotta
some be security.
At least my mama working. Oh, she does
okay,
that.
Okay.
Just
that. That's the first one. That's the first.
Yeah. All right, in politics, Ted Cruz says he's going on Obamacare. You heard me, Ted Cruz.
The man who wants to abolish
Obamacare,
the Affordable Care Act.
He needs some insurance.
How does this work? How do you?
Well, his wife dropped.
His wife works for Goldman Sachs, the financial house, and
he was on his wife's insurance.
While
you know
she's
how it
working
goes.
For him in the campaign, she's taken a leave of absence, so you're not covered. So in order to be covered, he has to go and sign up with his employer, which is the United States government.
And he is on Obamacare.
For now.
Oh my God.
Until he abolishes it after he wins. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Hate it, but got to have it.
Gotta have it, man. Otherwise, he'll be penalized.
Hate it, but got to have it.
Obamacare.
Don't you hate when you're put in a situation like that? Hate it, but you got to have it.
Under the Affordable Care Act, members of Congress and some designated congressional staffers are required to obtain health care coverage through the D.C. HealthLink small business market. And so that would be the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare.
Isn't he from Canada somewhere?
He was born in Canada, and that is a part of the whole question.
The birthers
now are
not saying anything.
No, they're not saying anything.
No,
he is the birther.
Yeah.
But he also opposed Obamacare. So.
Yeah, so he's a man of many contradictions, Jay. His parents, his mother was American and when he was born in Canada. And so he has denounced his Canadian citizenship.
If I was the prez, I'd call him up. Hey,
got some Canadian bacon over here for you. Yeah.
You signed up, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hey, punk, you signed up?
Hey, punk.
Yeah, I love it.
And what do you call him, Senator Luz?
Ted Luz.
Yeah. Ted Luz, man.
Ted Luz.
No way in hell he's gonna win.